I can go on and on because you just got a real cool vibe, man. Yeah, we can talk and chill. We should like get coffee or something.
Yeah, we should, man. Absolutely.
We're in your house, we're in your car, we are wherever you are, playing you the rest of the best in gospel music.
Hi, my name is the Apostle Burl Howard, and guess what? You're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Ernest Pugh, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio. Keep it locked right here.
Soul Prosper Radio.
There you go.
Stay with me.
This is Ronan Harrison.
I'm Kirk Whalen.
Hey, this is Cheryl Pepsi Riley.
I am Tashina Arnold.
And together we are chosen.
Hey, Digger. This is your man, Fred Hammond.
This is Sherry Shepherd.
Hey, this is Percy Beatty, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another very special episode of Soul Prosper Radio on the record. Today, we're going to go back in our archives and we're going to play an interview with the one and the only Mr. Dick Gregory, actually the late Dick Gregory, Richard Claxton Gregory. He was a guest on our show on last year in 2016. And in memoriam, we're going to share that interview once again with all of you. It was an extensive interview. And if you know anything about Dick Gregory in his later years, there was more listening than talking on our end. And we just absorbed his wisdom, absorbed his experiences. He recounted his many, many years of activism. He was influential in the civil rights movement of the 50s and 60s. And he never stopped. His work never ended. He passed away on Saturday, August 19th, at the age of 84. And we remember him on this episode of On the Record. Be my guest as we replay this interview in different segments. We're also going to try to squeeze in a little music as we always do on the show. Be advised, this is Dick Gregory that you will be listening to. it's Dick Gregory. That I think that should kind of detail it enough, but just in case, he was himself for our programming. He did not hold back. So if you're used to hearing certain vocabulary as not being a part of our show, I'm going to ask that you in advance, I beg your pardon. This interview was raw. It was unscripted, and it was Dick Gregory in one of his finer moments on the show. He was coming to Dallas, Texas on last year, and he came this year as well as part of Cheryl Smith's Don't Believe the Hype Bowl-a-thon. He came every year for it. And last year was no different. And he, as he expressed in the interview, he loved coming here. He loved the work that she was doing. He was very passionate about the work that she was doing. He was very passionate about the work that he did. And so that's something that I want you to take time to enjoy as we replay this interview with the one and the only Mr. Dick Gregory. Again, we'll try to squeeze some music in. But this interview will be broken up into about three different segments as we hear from him. An elder statesman in the movement against injustice and inequality. We remember him. He passed away on August 19th, 2017. We remember him, his many, many years of activism. Mr. Dick Gregory, it was reported that he took his early earnings as a comedian, and he gave that money to the movement. His detractors, and just people who didn't get it, they commented about that. The money didn't go to his family. It went to the movement. We're talking about Dr. King and others to finance the movement. He used his money, his own money, with tears. And so he talked about that later in life as well. So just kind of trying to resolve the man with the action. A lot of people look at Dick Gregory and they heard, some of what he had to say. And they didn't quite appreciate the man. So I want to just kind of share this interview, just sharing it for you. This is raw, it's real. It's Dick Gregory, unhinged as he often was in his interviews, shooting straight from the hip, straight no chaser. And so I want you to enjoy this. This is it's one of the highest points in the Soul Prosper Radio existence. One of the highest points in our existence. Have someone like this grace our platform. And so without further ado, I want to introduce to you and present to others Mr. Dick Gregory on Soul Prosper Radio.
And thank you much, and God bless you and all your listeners and your family. And, you know, with all the news going on today, you know, just thank God for black commentators. Because if you listen to NBC in the mainstream, just Trump. Now, everybody wants Trump to clear up stuff. Like, what he's saying is not racist. What he's saying is not vicious. But they just want him to clean it up. So, well, my answer to that is, you can't clean it up. The mob went to the Catholic Church confession every day, but that didn't stop them from being killers and pimps and hustlers and thugs and kidnappers. So you can't, but see, that's what happened when you're dealing with somebody that your subconscious don't like. You look at these killings of blacks in America today, and if cops was killing dogs, white folks be burning down police stations all over America. And then again, you got to ask a simple question. When you look at the two incidents that happened, Baton Rouge and in Minnesota, you look at the two incidents, you say, well, wait a minute. There are thousands of black cops in America. How come we don't pick up the paper, turn on the radio, and see what black cops and shoot some white child in the head 40 times or some white man? Why? You think that black cops are more religious? You think they better trained? No. And the white folks ain't going to tolerate it. And as long as they can do this and we can tolerate it. I mean, you look at the White House. This is the first time they ever answered this quick, huh? So you sit there with a black president, and the FBI said, we didn't find enough evidence. White folks got a right to believe, well, if it was evidence, a black president would have done. No, they all the same, huh? They all the same. And so what black folks need to do, and how do, huh? I mean, you sit around and you look at leadership, huh? When they said the word nigger won't be used no more, do you know it wasn't one black person sitting in the room when that decision was made? Did you know that? Well, and then said, well, could you name one? You hear what I'm saying? Not one black person in the room when that decision was made. And, you know, you have to realize, the problem with Negroes, if I call somebody a nigger and they get mad, but if I call them a billionaire, they smile. You can't be neither one of them. Just cause some white person call you something, and that's where it started, that don't make you a billionaire. So the question we got to ask, I'll never be a nigger. That's something that white folk created. And I'll never be a billionaire. So why do I grab the negative and get mad when I can't be neither one of them? So here's what done happened. We got federal law now. Somebody walk up to you and call you a nigger and hit you. That's a hate crime. That goes to federal court. If somebody walk up and call you N-word and hit you, that don't even go to trial. And so when you stop and think about what we go through, what we tolerate to happen, you know, and so consequently, and all you got to do, they talk about the gays, this, the gays. Well, the gays do it because they know they'll use their money power. We have more money power than gays, huh? We have more money power than gays, but we're not willing to say, let's come together and boycott Christmas, okay? When the water situation happened in Flint, Michigan, Not one person in leadership position, you know, called it genocide and went to the UN with it. Huh? Not one. Now watch this here. The first black woman in Flint, Michigan, that went into federal court and filed a lawsuit about her child. 3 weeks ago, somebody went in her house and shot her dead in the head, and the friend she was talking to killed her too. Now, right after that, the white guy, who is the water chemist at the water department, who subpoenaed to testify, they went inside and shot him dead too. Now, wait a minute. See what I'm saying? Did the New York Times run it? Did the LA Times run it? No. And so then black folks just sit here and talk all that old crazy talk, and they're not going to do nothing. And that's why they'll kill you. Like, look, to go deer hunting, at least you have to have a license and a season. You don't need that to kill us, huh? At all. And then you got these ignorant, I got to tell you, ignorant black folks that will say to their children, see, when we realize children don't hear what you mean, they hear what you say. So when you tell a black child you got to be twice as smart as a white person, what that black child hear you saying is they stupid, huh? When you tell a black son, you're going out tonight, and you know there's a white racist hating cop that will kill you. Now that's what your child heard you say, and then right after that you say to that child, "So behave yourself. If they pull you over, don't talk too fast and talk too slow." Well, that makes that child think, "When I get this from my mother or my father, you told me first that thing will kill me, and then you tell me to respect it and be, then you make me think it's something wrong with me." And see, all of these things, we don't know. I remember I called my house one day, and one of my daughters asked, I said, "Tell your mother to come to the phone, I want to yell at her." And I heard them say to their mother, "Why dad want to yell at you?" Okay? And so when you stop and think about, you know, that we can go to war, and it didn't just start with the cops. We'd go to war, come back, and the same Vietnamese or Iraqi that shot my foot off can open up a business in my neighborhood that I can't open up. Okay? But yet still, we don't know how we have been affected, and we think just because you go to school, see, there's a thing called the mother tongue. And that's when you and your mother's belly, you and her talk and communicate. Ain't no such thing as a father tongue. That comes from the real God. Now, all at once, we live in an atmosphere now that once you finish school and college, then you got old black ignorant Negroes that don't know they're ignorant saying to you, "You better not talk too colored, you might not get the job." So we have been told the way God taught us to talk. We shouldn't do that. And so when you stop and think about, you know, what this is about. And then you got black folks out here like the Bowler son. Here's a woman. Now, let me just tell you something. I did one of the biggest jazz shows in Washington, D.C. at the Kennedy Center 2 weeks ago. Show was sold out 6 months before. Now, all these jazz folks that's coming in, they got their pictures in the paper to advertise. And the only one that they sold out, Dick Gregory. Now, let me tell you why I'm telling you this. I don't even like jazz. I ain't never bought a jazz. I've had jazz friends. Me and my house sold a lot of jazz folks. But I've never liked jazz. And you think about the sexism. Oh, when I was growing up, you heard everybody talking about Miles Davis and all the great men jazz. But what about Nina Simone that cussed out a whole state? Not one black jazz man have ever said anything derogatory about a rotten, nasty state. But the woman did. But she's not important. We talk about how cool Miles is. Damn being cool. And if you go back and listen to your jazz stuff, you don't hear none of them in their lyrics talking about how vicious things are. And so then you look around and Billie Holiday, all right? Before the Depression, she was talking about black men being strung up, lynched. Not one black man, not one black jazz player, huh? And so somewhere when we sit and look, because let me tell you, most folks I know about Marie Antoinette. She was queen of France. And they don't know what she looked like. They don't know how old she was. All they know is she made the famous thing, let them eat cake. And they burnt France down to the ground. I ain't never met nobody that didn't like cake, but you better not tell me I have to eat it, okay? And so when you stop and think of where we going now and what they doing, if the last 6 months, if white cops wasn't killing black men, they were shooting our car, man, you ain't seen the hell that would be raised. My automobile, and that's reflected because this white racist Nazi mentality and thug told me that if you don't look like my white woman, then you can't be beautiful. So black men is the only men on the planet that say to their black woman, you a strong sister. And what does that mean? That means I see something in you that God made, but I can't call it beautiful. Because white folks told me, you don't look beautiful.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? This is Joe Baraka, and you are listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Fred Willis. Yeah, he
is. I'm ready to get up and do my thing. I want to get into it, man, you know. Like, you know I'm the man, don't you? Can I count it off? 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm grooving for the activists and graduates. I'm an advocate for those feeling abandonment. In the favelas and slums of ghetto inhabitants, it's like, can anything good come out of Nazareth? The only thing good came out of Nazareth.
This is the groove, tell me, can you handle it?
I'm schooled in the ways of runaway slaves. I'm brave, I'm unchained, I'm Frederick Douglass with a fade. I kidnapped greatness and left no ransom. I'm the grandson of Muhammad Ali, but more handsome. The solo cat Callaway without dancing. Call me Eve before I show my fruit, let me get at him. Picking up the pieces in the world that's fallen. Imprisoned by ignorance, I'm begging your pardon. I'm charming, I am George Washington. Carving in a garden with some soul food, but some prefer starving. LP is sold out, y'all missing the bargain. The industry is Walmart, they missing the target. Suited for success, both ties and top hats. If greatness had a score, this is the soundtrack. For Coltrane and Athanasius, Bonhoeffer and Harlem, now you speaking my language. I'm contagious, educated, and dangerous. If you never seen a frown, you'll never love a smile. Only insecure boys, they fighting for a crown. You never been a servant, then you'll never be a king. Woke up in 2015 like you never had a dream. Bad schools, bad food, bad predatory lenders, bad debt, no investment, just mandatory spinners. I don't spinners, I don't spinners, need something, I don't spinners. Churches ain't saving, they just decorating sinners. When the liquor store's your neighbor, you'll probably grow up a drunk. When the courts keep you from court, you'll probably learn to dunk. They tip the cheese and they put it in the trap. I got a gift from the Lord, so maybe I should rap. Yeah, I know poor is a state of mind, and I'm trying to cross the borderline. In due time, you gon' learn to love me. No matter what you do, you can't take the groove from me.
I'm a man, ain't I?
You say it.
Yeah.
All right, you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio on the record. That was Show Baraka with Soul 1971. Again, this is our re-airing of the interview with Dick Gregory. It is off the meters, y'all. It's him raw, unplugged, and unbothered. Listen, we're talking with the late Dick Gregory. This is the re-airing of our interview with him last year, ahead of his trip to Dallas for Cheryl Smith's Don't Believe the Hype Bowl-a-thon. We're ready with more from Dick Gregory. We're going into the second segment here. And following that, we'll try to get another track in as well. Let's go ahead and get into this second segment with Dick Gregory.
Now, think about that, man. I call my woman strong and my car beautiful. Mm. Now, when's the last time you heard about one of them Negro hating cops shooting a black man's car, huh?
Never.
So this is something that we have to do. How can we do it when we don't know it? How can we do it? The universal God sent us here to heal the planet, and we came here and joined it.
My goodness.
So consequently, when I think about look around and her making an album, here's the black woman going to be on the $20 bill. I said, oh, wow, man, what a blessing. So the news was big, but you know one of the funny things?
What's that?
That you don't have to be smart to figure it out. There was no black person that made that decision. That was white folks.
Wow.
You know how I know that?
How you know that?
You know how I know white folks made that decision?
What? How's that?
Can you hear me?
I got you.
White folks made that decision because if that was up to black folks, they'd have made her a little bit lighter and had her looking like she just finished Harvard University.
Huh? Wow. Wow.
But them white folks say, no, let's show the world what a slave woman looked like.
My goodness.
Let's show the world what a slave woman went through. And now she's on the front of the $20 bill, but let me tell you, not only is she on the front, but the President Jackson, who was on the front, was a slave owner.
Yes, sir.
So what the universal God did was took the white president off the front who owned slaves and put a slave in his place. What a blessing.
Yes, sir.
Put a slave in his place. And so when you stop and think about there's certain things we can do. First thing we got to do is stop talking about my community. You don't live in a community. A community is where you control your schools, you control your education, you control your bank, you control your banking and finance. You don't control none of that. You live in a hood, and a hood is something you put over your head when you're trying to hide something.
Mm.
And so that's where we are. Oh, we talk about chin. Oh, we just listen to the basketball thing. We just looked at the NBA turn. And the man's wife who plays it said the game is sick. But had a white man said that. Oh, that's all the chatter.
Yeah.
She's married to one of the basketball players. You know she know, but that don't mean that they made her change and said, oh, she just got, you know, that's how we feel about black folks. Okay?
Wow.
That's how we feel about black folks. You sit and you look at O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson couldn't read or write, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And nobody asked, you know, that during the trial, when he was up there outwriting the lawyers, they said, who is that writing? Because O.J. couldn't read or write. Huh?
Wow.
Who is that writing? Then when we saw the car chase, nobody asked, wow. As he was going down the highway, there's black, white folks up on the viaduct. Go, Juice, go, you my man. And had signs. How did they know O.J. was coming that way? Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So when we start asking questions, things change.
Yeah. That's right.
I mean, we look at Bill Cosby. And when they killed Bill Cosby's son 30-some years ago, I mean, that's because Bill Cosby was getting ready to buy NBC. But if you don't understand white supremacy, you don't understand that.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And so Nobody cares who a black athlete or entertainer's having sex with. It wasn't that. Now, Bill Cosby knew something because when his son was killed, that Mercedes he bought his son was the only car on the planet at the time that the wheels had what they call a reboot. If you got a flat, it rebooted itself. Now, most of your cars got that.
Mm-hmm.
So he knew the son couldn't have had a flat. Okay?
Yes, sir.
The other thing is, when they arrested that Russian immigrant and said he killed him, when we checked it out, we found out he was in Mexico City that night.
Wow.
They told us it had nothing to do with robbery. He had $6,000 cash, his son. He had all his credit cards and his cell phone. And so when we sit back and realize, and then we sit and have somebody that, well, look what the Jews did. Well, wait a minute, back up a minute. The Jews were freed from Egypt 9,000 years ago.
Yeah.
We just been freed 350 years. If you go back 9,000 years and check the Jews out 350 years, they act the same way we acted.
Yep,
okay,
that's right.
You can't judge me with somebody. I got $3 and you got $9,000 and you're going to compare me to them?
Yeah.
You can't.
No, sir.
And so consequently, that's my love for Cheryl Smith. That's why I just love to come. I do like 200 dates a year all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
The one date's always blocked out, and that's for Cheryl.
Wow.
To sit here. Not a man.
Yeah.
Not a man. A woman.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
That every year has this bowl-a-thon and just is nice and kind and peaceful, smart writer, respected all over the country, and yet she puts this on. And the people love her so much, you know, they come and volunteer. Companies donate money so this can happen.
Yes.
And so I cannot tell you how happy I am, not just coming, you know, this Saturday, but to come every year. As long as she's having it, I will be there.
That's amazing.
I will be there. And so I just say to those of you in Dallas, And that follow her and show up for her fair, I cannot thank you enough. I'm just happy to be there and just watch and look and see the joy and festivity. And so again, I'm saying that you look at probably the most strongest, popular black guy in America is Al Sharpton.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because he's had that show be started off 5 hours a week on a white major station, and then on a black Kathy Hughes station, he's on 5 days a week, prime time.
Yeah.
And so when the Pope came to America and went to New York, anytime the cops do something to a black person, they run get Al. And Al articulate funny, witty, and keep the peace. But when the Pope came to America and the only black place he went to was a black school in Harlem, Al wasn't invited. Now, I don't know why that didn't bother him. I don't know why that don't bother people who follow him. Are y'all Negroes crazy? Huh? Are you crazy? Matter of fact, they made sure he'd be out of town.
Wow.
And so consequently, I'm saying that you can do things that make people think they can have a free lunch on you 24 hours a day.
Wow.
And that has to stop. But yeah, we're not going to stop it.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I'm sitting in my car now. If a cop walks up to me and call me a nigga and say, get out the car, well, I'll kill you. You want to kill me. Now, I know you black men sitting out there saying me too. You ain't going to do nothing, okay? You ain't going to do nothing but sell some wolf tickets and business as usual. Whatever you had planned for this week, you going. whatever you was doing when it happened, you didn't interrupt nothing.
Wow.
You don't have marches in your area, you know, that would get their attention. And you don't need nobody to tell you. All you got to do is get on the telephone. You got one of the biggest sex traffickers in the world. It's on the telephone. They advertise on the telephone.
Wow.
So don't tell me, but that's you. That's the mentality of you, and that's why they can do it. Okay? If the jewelry store left their doors open 24 hours a day, nighttime, there's a whole lot of black folks that wouldn't steal. But there's a whole lot of them that wasn't planning on stealing. We're going into that's how they feel about us. Sit around in the Ku Klux Klan. Are we stupid to believe the Ku Klux Klan makes public policy? Most of them can't even read or write. Huh? And just like Trump, the richest Republican in America is the DuPont, the Mellon, the Rockefeller, the Ford. If Trump wasn't doing what they want him to do, they'd have put a bullet in his head just like they did Kennedy.
Wow. Okay? Yes, sir.
That's the ignorance of black folks. So busy. Oh, we know how to cook barbecue. Oh, we know how to make sweet potato pies. That's a game they play somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to say it's going to stop. Who's going to stop it? It'd be business usual. But if it wasn't for black radio, huh?
Yes, sir.
That they know you're going to pick it up. So not all at once. They got it out there. But they ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what was the guy in Baton Rouge, he was tasered.
Yes.
They had a taser gun on him. He down on the ground. So what are these questions about? Well, we didn't. Oh, he had a gun in his pocket. Oh, did the police put it in there? Huh?
Mm.
All of this crap.
Yeah.
So somewhere, America better be very careful, because everybody that had they nasty. I listened to the president, and this American speech said, God bless him. Hitler said, God bless Hitler. God bless Germany.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Nobody had an army at that time as powerful as Germany. And look what happened to Germany. Not the Catholic Church or the Baptist Church or the Christian Church. That universal force
mm-hmm.
that made the moon, the sun, the ocean, every ant, every bee, that one is my mother and father. I didn't come from my mother. I came through her.
All right.
So y'all just go ahead and keep playing. And you black folks, you damn near don't have to do nothing now. You understand? All you're going to do is get mad and ignorant and howl and scream and cry. But you're not going to do nothing meaningful like that. Let's don't celebrate Christmas. Do you know 87% of all retail happens between Thanksgiving and Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? You black folks celebrate Thanksgiving. And how many of y'all pray for the Indians? The Indians taught us to have Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
How many of y'all pray for the Indians on Thanksgiving?
Wow.
None of you.
Yeah.
And the handful that do, you don't teach other black folks. So your day is coming. Huh?
Wow.
It is a violation to tolerate somebody else reducing you down below your womanhood or your manhood.
Yeah.
Okay? And when you don't do nothing, the universe takes over. And that they can't mess with.
What's going on, people? This is Lecrae. Right now, I am with Fred Willis and Soul Prosper Radio, the place to be.
I've come a long way from a very hard place. It's been a hard race, but somehow I found my way home. I've walked a long road to where only God knows. But when the trumpet blows, you know I did it all on my own. I've been pushing hard, I've been praying harder. Only heaven can help me. They took my earthly father, martyr me, promised me death, and walked me into my grave.
I'd rather die a free man than live on earth a slave. I'm fighting for people they put in chains. They stripped our heritage, they took our names, put our women to shame. Whipped us and beat us, mislead us, but they can't take our passion. Take my body, but my soul won't fit inside your casket.
Forget what I said, forget what I did. I did what I had to do and I'll do it all again. Going through hell, keep it going. My baby promised that heaven is near. Yeah, I've come a long way from a very hard place. It's been a hard race, but somehow I found my way home. I've walked a long road to where only God knows. But when the trumpet blows, you know I did it all on my own. I did it all on my own.
Take it from Africa, treat it like animals. Culturally denigrated, broke up our families. Prison of false religion, the same God you lied on, the same God I rely on. I'ma strive on, alone just a small tribe. Fought for truth, we all died. Martyrs live forever, so out the depths we all rise. Die for a freedom that I'll never see. I pray y'all live it to the fullest for my legacy. Let's go.
Forget what I said, forget what I did. I did what I had to do and I'll do it all again. Going through hell, keep it going. My baby promised that heaven is near. Yeah,
I've come a long way from a very hard place. It's been a hard race, but somehow I found my way home. I've walked a long road to where only God knows. But when the trumpet blows, you know I did it all on my own. I did it all on my own. I did all on my own.
All right, everybody, we're back right here on Soul Prosper Radio. On the record, that was Lecrae and Leon Bridges, On My Own, from the Birth of a Nation soundtrack. We're going to get into the last segment of our interview with the legendary Dick Gregory. This is from our archives from last year. This was ahead of his Dallas stop at Cheryl Smith's Don't Believe the Hype Bowl-a-thon. And he let us have it. He let us into his insight, into the way he thinks. He shared what he thinks, what he thought about this country, about what we can continue to do in the spirit of activism, fighting injustice everywhere. So we're going to get into the final segment, talking with the late Dick Gregory. Again, this is from last year, and not much changed in his viewpoint. He continued to hammer these points home in nearly every interview from the time that we spoke with him. He was very consistent in what he believed, very consistent in what he did, very consistent in what he sought to achieve in America, in improving the lives of blacks everywhere. So we're going to get into this last segment. I hope you've enjoyed today. It's a very special show, very different from our normal concept. But thank you so much for listening. And without further ado, let's get into this last segment. The late Dick Gregory on Soul Prosper Radio.
And let me just say how poignant that was to hear you speak, an elder statesman among us brothers. To hear you say that and articulate that, that's years and years and years of the fight coming from you. But I want to ask you, what, if anything, you know, my generation, I'm 33, my generation, we only saw the history reports, watched the videos of the assemblies and the protests, the sit-ins and stuff like that. How do you galvanize a generation of people who are not used to doing that? How do you galvanize us to basically get up and get into the fight? What can we do?
Well, let me say this here. I'm not qualified to answer. You know why?
Why is that?
this show you're doing.
Yes, sir.
Right now, the people listening to you all over the world, you make it sound easy. It's not easy.
It's not easy.
All the stuff you do on your off time, all the stuff, you don't decide to put the show together this week, today.
Yeah.
You do a whole lot of work on that, and then you make it look easy. I'm not qualified. Huh? I don't know nothing about organizing. I don't know nothing about organizing. Ignorant. Let me tell you something. How many black folks this summer are going to take their children to Disneyland to see a rat but have never carried them to King's tomb or to his grave?
Wow.
And had King not died, you wouldn't be welcome in Orlando. Okay?
My goodness.
All right?
Yeah, that's heavy.
That's who we are.
Yeah.
So now what do you do? What do you do? How do you get past that? How do you get past of knowing who your black woman is? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
How do you get past that? Oh, so let me tell you. A black American woman is the only woman on the planet can take a butter knife and cut your ties to the rim. And you don't know it, and she don't know it. We know one thing. She don't take lessons. She don't leave the house in the morning like white folks doing yoga and go slip to some place where she can learn how to do it. That's the universe.
Yeah.
Uncle Tom, a tomboy, is a tough girl. A tomcat's a tough cat.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes my turn, it's supposed to mean something negative. And we sucker enough to believe that, okay?
Wow.
It's the game, man.
Yeah.
And so I'm saying you'd have to have somebody that understands that. Somebody asked me, say, the young folks are not going to church today. What can we do? I said, I don't know. But if I had the job to do it, I'd take the Bible and get me some rappers, not no famous ones, and rap the Bible. And them young folks would learn the Bible in a month, could read it and could repeat it front to back, huh?
Yeah.
Everything's gonna change. Everything's gonna change. And then y'all won't go out and talking about this and that. The most filthy stories I ever read. It's not in Hustler magazine. It's in the Bible.
It's in the Bible, for sure.
The story of King David looked out the window across the balcony and saw another man's wife sent for and had sex with her.
Yeah.
And then got her pregnant, and her husband was down on the north flank fighting the war for David. So David and her said, well, let's send for him and make him think it's his child. But he came back and said, no, I don't want to have pleasure while my men is dying on the front.
Yeah.
So when David found that out, David killed him. That is not in Hustler magazine.
Yeah.
That is not in Hustler magazine. I didn't know through ignorant parents when I was a little boy that King James wrote the Bible. I thought God gave him a special something. I didn't realize King James was king of England, and he was such a weird, strange homosexual.
Mm-hmm.
He hated women so bad he killed his mother, and his lover was Lord Buckingham, who Buckingham Palace is named after.
Yeah.
And so when you stop and think about, you know, who we are, but we keep on listening to this thug. You know, when Nelson Rockefeller was governor of New York City State, and he decided he wanted to run for president, but back then one of his sons was gay, Michael, and he knew back then you could not run for president with a gay son. So he sent his son to New Guinea on a business trip so the cannibals could eat him, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
No, oh, my goodness, that's who they are. You don't know that until I tell you. You're around these vicious, ungodly thugs, and then all at once you shock. That's why nothing will change.
Wow.
Nothing will change. And let me tell you something, man. Dr. King took on the mightiest army in the history of the planet without a gun. And we brought this government to its knees.
Yeah.
Huh? And nobody in the black community seem to understand the God force. But this ignorant redneck white boy, let me tell you, nobody has ever been put through the mess that black folks was put through during slavery, Reconstruction. But that white boy and his wife hires me to take care of his children because out of all the stuff he's done, he don't feel no hatred in us. Think about that. No hatred. We cook for him. He leaves his children with us when he go out of town on vacation. And y'all don't understand that? And then stupid enough to believe that these black men is walking around killing black men because anything they tell you to believe, how come they ain't killing women? If five of us hanging out decide we're going to kill some black men, how come we don't shoot women? Because it's organ stealing, okay? And a black man's organ is worth 10,000 times more than a woman's organ. But y'all sit here, you can do the latest dance, you can do this, you can do that. But when you look down, you just whittle down to a piece of nothing. Wow. I'm dealing with white folks that will hire a nanny to change their baby's diaper, but they'll walk their own dog and pick up the dog doo-doo, but not their baby. Huh?
Yeah.
That's who we deal with. Huh?
Yes, sir.
And how's that going to change? And why are we going to put it on our children? Because you ain't going to talk about white folk because you know they'll kill you. You talk, I listen to black men say to their son, nigga, I'll kill you. This is my house. What a horrible thing to say. But you ain't never said it to a white person.
My Lord.
You have never said it to a white person. And so this is the game.
Yeah.
And somewhere, there's a new group of children coming behind us. They don't need you to teach them nothing. Mm-hmm. At all.
Wow.
So the answer to your question, I don't know. If you had a brain tumor, I don't know what to do with your brain tumor, but I can tell you to go find somebody that can handle it, been trained for it.
Yeah.
So that's all I can say to the question you asked.
Wow. Oh my goodness, that's heavy. I mean, it seems like we're headed back toward the times of the 50s and 60s. Is that a fair assumption, or am I reaching by saying that?
No. That's a fair assumption because you ain't there. We'll never go back there.
Okay.
We'll never go back there. These young children, man, on the internet, they see stuff now. That one of my grandchildren was asking me, telling me about Hannibal and talking about the barbarians. And that's what he did. Hannibal didn't have no army. He went and organized the barbarians. That son of my grandson is 6 years old.
Wow.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
6 years old. Got his own company. Huh? That's who they are. When they're sitting up, well, when they're sitting around when that killing happened with Trayvon, and they was talking about Skittles and Arizona iced tea.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked my grandson, I said, what's Skittles? He said, Granddad, he said, you take Skittles and put in a glass half full and then fill it up with Long Island iced tea and you get a high 3,000 times more potent than crack, cocaine, and heroin. That's the children. Huh?
Wow.
That's the children know that. It's a new group of children coming through now. Okay?
Yeah.
That talks about Africa. That talks about, and they, you can't get them to shut up because certain people shouldn't hear. They don't care.
Yeah.
And they didn't get it from us, okay? They didn't get it from us. We look at the Nation of Islam, black folk, Nation of Islam. When I was growing up, the black folks was more scared of the Nation of Islam than white folks.
Yeah.
Because white folks told us to be scared. But let me tell you what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was able to do. I've never seen one religion have so much effect on another religion like the Black Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother ain't never going to be nothing but a Baptist. But they stopped eating pork because another religion that they didn't even like and most of them were scared of said, And when that brother wrote the book, How to Eat to Live, I don't know no group of people that was influenced by another religion than black folks in America. And if your grandmother was running down the street and somebody was running to take her purse or to rape her, and she saw a cop on one corner and you saw some black men on the other, but saw some Muslims, she'd run to the corner where the Muslims was. Because they know nothing's going to happen to them when they get there. That's what this is.
Yeah.
But how many times do we thank the Nation of Islam? How many times do we thank? I went to Ali's funeral. Never before. I go all over the world. I spend millions of dollars on. I've never seen anything like in my life. In my life. The greatest human being that's ever lived in our time. Of course, you can't compare them to the other folk because we got television.
Yeah.
Okay? We have the way to get it out. And then where they stop it, they took Sylvester Stallone, a little chubby white boy, and did one movie. The first movie, Rocky, made more money than all of Ali's fights.
Wow.
Did you hear me?
I hear you.
Did you hear me?
I hear you.
Tiger Woods, all that stuff they got him in. Man, let me tell you. Tiger Woods have to win four more to tie Jack Nicklaus and five more to be the all-time great. And when they set him up and they made a deal with him, they said, look, when you carried that 17-year-old white girl to Sweden, you violated the Mann Act. Now, we can give you 20 years in jail, or we can let you go back out and play golf for a while. And then with the whole world licking, we want you to show them your back flip. So he's raising it, and he slips and falls to the ground. And everybody thinks, you know, that's a trick. That's to get him out so that white boy's record won't be smashed. When you see the movie King Kong, what a gorilla doing in New York? Lord knows it ain't no trees and ain't no bananas. That's the story of Jack Johnson with the white woman.
Wow.
The greatest fighter ever lived. And why did it start in New York? Because Madison Square Garden is the boxing capital of the world.
Yep.
Okay, that's what they do.
Wow.
Okay? And then we sit here and want to know the latest boogie and the latest this and the latest that. It ain't going to work. It's not going to work because there's a universal God that don't care nothing about evilness and nothing. And then we'll look at it. Hitler didn't know where he was going. We didn't know with nuclear bombs. We go over fighting ISIS, which ISIS ain't nothing but a trick. ISIS is us. But let's make believe it's real. They don't have a company that make one match. Not one match. They don't make no trucks. And yet they taken the white world and brought us to a standstill.
Mm-hmm.
When they sitting there telling us about them black folks in Somalia that became pirates. The mightiest navy in the history of the planet is white navies. And you tell me a country that ain't got five rowboats and you don't see that's a trick?
Yeah.
Then they tell us that there is a Malaysian airline disappears and black folks and white folks are stupid enough ain't no Greyhound bus ever disappeared.
No, sir.
So this is what I'm saying. You cannot have the white trash. When I say white trash, I'm talking about the white ain't a trash, ain't a color, it's an attitude.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay? And so when you stop and think about, and most people listen to me now, I ain't never saw a white person. White ain't a color, it's an attitude. And if you ain't got trillions of dollars in the bank, you can't have the attitude. Okay?
My goodness.
So that's what this is about. And so when I go to Russia, I go by the jails. Ain't there never white folk, but then convince y'all that ain't nobody committing crime in the world but black folks.
That's right.
Go up to Idaho where anybody living there but white folks.
Yeah.
See, the jails are full, huh?
Yeah.
And let me just say this here.
Yes, sir.
Let me just say this here. And then I got to get out of here.
All right.
Pick up my grandson. But listen to this. the number one drug out state in America as we talk is Utah, not black folks. Huh?
Yeah.
Not black folks, Utah. And I interviewed one of the first responders, and he said, we could save more of these youngsters, but the Mormon religion, they want to clean up the house and get the drug stuff before they let us in. Okay?
What?
The second highest drug addiction place is New Hampshire. And let me just say this to you. While you and I have been talking on the phone.
Yes, sir.
81% of everybody that have OD'd in America is white folk.
My Lord.
Not black folk. And 300 years ago, when America sent a group of scientists to Colombia to see if they could crack the Aztecs language, they knew they would crack it, but they hadn't cracked it at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So they go there and they take pictures and draw stuff of the paintings on the wall. And 150 years later, they cracked it. And here's what it said. White man, one day the white lady is going to do to your children what you do in the hours. And 300 years ago, cocaine wasn't called the white lady. Okay? Did you hear me?
I hear you.
There is a universal law. A universal law.
Wow.
That white folk don't have to understand it. Huh?
Yeah.
I don't have to understand what caused hurricanes or what caused coconuts. They run by the universe. So again, I just said, you know, just thank you, man, for what you're doing and putting information out there. And I cannot thank my lady enough.
Yeah.
It's Cheryl, because I look at her, I see her. I mean, she calls my wife wherever I am. Lilla call me anywhere in the world. But Cheryl just called. She needs to ask you something. And I just say thank you. And to all of y'all that support her, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hashtag online. Sandra, Freddie, Walters, live, y'all.
All right, Robert E. Person and Alan Johnson wrap up this archive show with Let My People Live. That song was released last summer, a little bit after we interviewed Mr. Dick Gregory. And that song, of course, is saying Let My People Live. Last summer, we lost in the news. We saw the shooting and killings of Alton Sterling and Philando Castile. That was one of the responses from the artistic community. Mr. Dick Gregory began his career as a comedian, and he became an activist, a very staunch activist for equality and fighting injustice in the United States. Again, he passed on Saturday, August 19th, 2017. And what you've heard today, what you've experienced is the interview with him last year ahead of his date in Dallas. For Cheryl Smith's Don't Believe the Hype Bowl-a-thon. It's a well-attended event every year. People come not only for the bowling, but they come to hear what Dick Gregory has to say. Let me tell you something. Everybody at that bowl-a-thon paused. They paused to hear. They would pause to hear his wisdom. And I was at another event that year in 2016, and we were awaiting his arrival, and he didn't come. Because he was at the bowl-a-thon and he was still talking to the people. I mean, they were there absorbing all of his wisdom, his experiences. You know, he was there. There are things that we only see in the news. We only see newspaper clippings. We see pictures, but he was there. He helped contribute to the cause. You know, he was there. He took it up as his own burden, and he lived a robust life, enjoyed a robust career. He is now gone from us at the age of 84. And I thank you so much for listening to this podcast today. As I shared this interview again, as I said in the beginning, there was more listening on my end than talking. And now you see why. We heard from Dick Gregory. It was raw. It was real. It was uncut. Okay. It was straight, no chaser. And so, as always, I thank you so much for listening to Soul Prosper Radio on the Record. I'm your gracious host, Fred Willis. It's been my joy, my honor, and my privilege to share this interview with you. And do this in turn. Share this interview with someone else. Share this podcast with somebody else. Let them know, you know, what it's about, who's on. And, you know, share your thoughts. Let me know what you think of this. Let me know what you think of this show, this episode today as well. And let's just share this. Share, share, share. Let's do that. Let's be really sharing. As we share this podcast interview, hearing from such an iconic legend in the fight against injustice and inequality everywhere. Again, thank you so much for listening today. And until next time, be blessed.